and love to you and all the Vaishnavas. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tuparakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganalantam Agnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sagadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalavitam Shri Vishakam Vitam Sya Omangyanatamandasya Kiranjana Salakaya Chakshuritam Jena Kaismai Shri Grena. Pancha Kapa Krishna Krita Sivya Vichapatitana Pavibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namani Bhavati Shinama Shri Vasya Shri Sanitam Bhagavana Shri Jiva Gopala Bhakti Das Ravana. Hey Krishna Kuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Bhadai Gopeshi Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Murshita Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabham Sutu Devi Pranaman Vipe Chaito Suto Pango Namamanna Matirviti Matsavasya Parambo Yoshi Radha Maranamana Divya Grindananya Kapa Drumada Shri Madratna Yana Sinina Sao Shri Shri Rada Shri Lago Vinna Devo Pishtar Vi Saviya Manas Marami Shri Manana Sarasanam Vi Vamsi Gata Kitashtita Karshan Vedo Surya Gopir Gopina Pashtri Sunami Om Brindaya Talasi Devaya Priyaya Kesarasi Cha Krishna Bhakti Paradevi Sachivachana Mohanama Devim Gunai Silalitam Lalitam Namami 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 Panchitatvam Krishnam Bhakrupa Srupakam Bhaktantaram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktakam Saptakam Om Vrindai Palasi Devai Priyai Kesavasi Cha Krishna Bhakti Pradevi Sachana Chaya Monama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pulunitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Adhikora Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Sachidananda Jai Gaura Hare So, I can't believe where Siguru and Grandad put me. It's like some amazing. I tried to share some photos, but it took us such a long time to be downsized. Condensed, it didn't get through anyway. So, all glorious Lord devotees, if I put on Hare Katha Live, does that show me the all the glories that are on here? Manamani, Shyam Dasi, Rasaraj, Krishna Kanta Dasi, Janki. Does that mean you're all present here? Just like to know who I'm speaking with. Okay, thank you, Krishna Kantadas. So, before I begin, I'm going to say tomorrow I won't be doing this. I think. My Goddess Maharaj will begin sometime soon, but I'm just feeling a lot of withdrawal symptoms, I guess you call it, from going on Govardhan Parikram a few times a week, and this is the best time before it gets light and hotter. although it is getting a little bit cooler, but still, if I begin after I speak, and to leave and get back here in time would be a little bit early, so I'm being wiped out from speaking. So at least I need a day or two to complete the whole program. So I sort of introduced a little bit on Harinam Thadpa. We were blessed by Bhakti Siddhanta's words and Srila Prabhupada's quotes on his Hare Krishna address, Krishna meditations, we're members of the Hare Krishna movement, so this is the essence and the root. Saru Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Srimatoya Vasna Srimatoya Murti Shara Sevan. So, association with devotees, chanting the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Shravan. So, this is sort of Bhagavat Shravan now, morning program for me, evening for you. And it's nice to reflect on how important and go deeper in our chanting, which is the main gift of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. I explained how he has invested Sri Harinam in the study of Pali. Very mercifully with Braj Bhakti Das. So, the glories of Harinam are limited, and it's nice to increase our depth of chanting, and then spontaneously we decided to increase our quantity of chanting. So, I found a nice, to begin with, I found a nice talk. Excuse me. I have these little things that will help me with my mucus in my throat, but I forgot to take it. So, there's an informal talk that Srila Bhurde, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami gave in France in 1998. And it's amazing because I look for something where he talks about chanting, and actually the entitle, the subject of the lecture is what to think about while chanting. And we want to think of Krishna and never forget Krishna. That's the essence of all Siddhanta. But unfortunately, we have coverings. And the powerful one I'm thinking of now is the mind. We don't control it by our intelligence and the soul, like the chariot example of the chariot. So we're the passenger in the chariot of this body, and we have a charioteer who is the intelligence, and in the intelligence hands is the mind. So if the intelligence doesn't properly use the mind, there's five horses pulling this chariot on five senses, speech, hearing, touching, smelling, etc. So, if we don't somehow, by the good association and awakening our spiritual nature a little bit, on the mercy of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas, then we won't utilize this intelligence to control our mind, and therefore the senses are going berserk and haywire in different directions, pulling us, vachulating, manasakulating, jivulating, dhanapastating, etc. So, for example, we have the Maha Mantra to help us fix our mind on. How to control the mind? With mantra. Delivering the mind, mantra. So, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Yuga Yuga, no, Yuto Yuto Yaschalati Manasya Chalamasya Tathagata, Yamaka, Atmanirna, Vishamaya. When the mind wanders through this flickering and steady nature, we should control it, bring it back under the control of the self. And ultimately, Vishaya Nivartante, Nashade, Rasava, Vijum, Soap, Nashan, boundaries been merged. We can't do it artificially. It'll always go to those things because the nature of ourself is to always seek pleasure. It's the nature of Krishna's self as well, the Supreme Self, Ananda Maya Vyasa, always wanting to seek pleasure. Therefore, as his parts and parcels, we always want pleasure. But in our conditioned state, under the influence of the most material nature, then we're trying to experience Ananda through these five senses and mind, the king of the senses. So the Ma Mantra is a very powerful utilization to control the mind. So this is a very nice talk that Gurudev explains on what to think with the mind while chanting. Of course, we always spoke about Sri Rupa Goswami's instructions in Buddha Shamita, the essence of all. So this is, Sri Rangmaish also is very much in line with Sri Rupa Goswami, and he is getting something very wonderful here. And I was amazed because he begins, Shamakum and Radhakum are extremely beautiful, surrounded by many exquisite sweet groves of Lalita, Vishaka, and all their principal sakis. So before class, I was circumambulating Radhakum and Shamakum in different temples and Leela Salis there. And I spent a while chanting at Lalita Kum. And so these kums of the principal sakis are very powerful to increase our nishtha and love and attachment for the divine couple, Srimati Radhika. So we want the mercy of Radha and Krishna conjugal. Srimati Radhika is our swamini, our worshipful mistress. So we must please her. How do we please her? Not by glorifying her, rather by our glorifying her beloved. So if we want to please her, sorry, I'm being a little distracted because I think someone's knocking at my how do we please Srimati Radhika? Not by glorifying her personally, rather by our glorifying her beloved. She would be very pleased and bestow upon us whatever we desire. So wonderful to hear this. So to please Srimati Radhika, by first glorifying her beloved Krishna, Shyamasundara, how do we do this? By singing and remembering different bhajans, especially Namami Nandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandanandan you will feel so much spiritual joy that your heart will melt. Wait a second. I'm getting distracted because someone's writing something. Okay. I'll try not to pay attention to those because they're a distraction. Everyone should try to hear and tolerate your tendency to write things at this point. I sing and remember in Bhajan of Srinandana Nastakam. It was very, very powerful. And Gurudev is explaining, Krishna Venu Ranjitam. Krishna keeps his flute on his lips and smiles, looking towards his beloved, Kati Karinda Ganjitam. And he walks like an elephant, who walks as though he were intoxicated with happiness. In fact, Krishna walks more slowly and beautiful than an elephant. Dukula Peta Shobanam. Dukula literally means two sides. Dukula Peta means yellow garments, and here it refers to Krishna's Uttariya, or upper cloth. Krishna's upper cloth is exceedingly more beautiful than the yellow mustard seed flowers we see in the fields, the Santi. blasphemy. So many mustard seeds blasphemy. His cloth can be compared with lightning flashing on his body, which is like the color of clouds. Then after these three lines, we remember and sing Namami 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 So all these verses have very excellent and sweet meanings. If one sings the kirtan and meditates on the meaning, Krishna will enter his heart along with Srimati Radhika as promised in the last verse. So when you Sudha Vaishnava, the Nitya Parikar of Radha and Krishna, when they speak, it becomes absolute fact. And the author of this song, who I'll speak about in a minute, has given a benediction in the last verse, which Sri Gurudev is explaining here. Shinandana Namaskam Patati Sharyanditam Tarek Bhavakam Dushram Vetaranga Yugutnakam. That person will easily cross birth and death, lust, and all other obstacles. Yugutnakam means that Radha and Krishna are together where? At Radha Kund. Chanting Radha Krishna, now he begins. He started with how he pleased Radhika by saying Namanandanastakam. It takes a little long, but if I ask anyone here who the author is of this song, can one person very quickly write down who the author is of this song? Because in the song book it says, author unknown. I'm looking in general chat, but anyway. So Guatemala knows. So Radhika is the author of this song. Gurudev has explained that in several opportunities. So then we please Krishna by singing Radha Krishna Kataksha Stavaraj, by who is spoken by Lord Shiva to his consort Parvati. So very powerful. Mahadev in the mood of Gopeshwara, who's one of the personalities I mentioned yesterday, we take shelter of to enter into Braj Bhakti Ras to purify our Nambhajan. We pray to these four personalities to open up the realm of Braj Bhakti. We pray to Giriraj Govardhan, we pray to Jamuna Devi, we pray to Vrinda Devi, or Tulsi Devi, and we pray to Gopeshwar Mahadev, these four personalities. So, when chanting Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj, Gurudev explains, Munindra Vrindavandite, try to know some of the meanings of these verses as well. You will be truly happy by this. And we all want to be happy. You will be truly happy by this. Absorbed in thinking about this, your mind will not go here and there. So, everyone has homework. So this is the class. So, my fellow students, we have a homework, not just tonight, but every day. We should be meditating and singing these two songs. Very, very powerful, and knowing their meanings as well. You can teach a parrot how to sing. But we want to sing with our hearts while we chant these bhajans. We pray to the authors of these songs, and they're giving their benedictions on the ninth of the final sloka of these verses. It's very powerful. And then Gurudev continues, when you chant Sri Harinam, you can try and visualize that you're anywhere in the 84 koshas, 32 square mile area of Vrindavan. I spoke about this yesterday. even though we may not physically be able to be here, then how are we here? We are here in our hearts and our minds. You can be under the shade of the Vamsivata tree, which Krishna plays his flute and calls the gopis to come and dance Rasalila with him. And sometimes you could be in Nandagam, at Terakadamba, and Sanatan performing the very beautiful pastimes and the meeting place of Radha and Krishna. I went there many times with Srila Gurudev. He loved this place. He would roll in the dust of this place. And it's very powerful and serene, very tranquil. And I used to with him one time, and he wanted to, in many places in Vrindavan, he inspired and financially contributed so that more trees could be planted throughout Braj. And I was with him when he personally planted a tree there in Terakadamba. And a little farther away from that is Uttavakiri and many Kadamba trees he planted there. But I heard yesterday, there's a devotee here, I don't know if you remember him, Paramananda Babaji from the Philippines, very avidu, wonderful devotee. And he's personally organizing many trees we planted in Raj. And so I said, well, how much does it cost to plant one tree? Because you have to build a cage for it, and there's the watering process, etc., because the monkeys and the cows will eat all the young leaves, etc., so they have to be a cage. Anyway, it costs about 1,200 rupees, maybe 1,300 rupees. It's about $20. And I told him I'd like to plant. And I said, I'd like to plant a peepal tree. And he said, oh, Maharaj, those are the hardest trees to plant, because even after they grow tall and are growing out of the cage, the monkeys and cows, some other, eat that and pull it down. They'd have to build a bigger and bigger and bigger cage. Anyway, so I said, okay, Kadamba's fine. This is Radharani. In our mind's meditation, absorption, we can be in Vrindavan, like the six Goswamis, Samkhya Purvaka Namagana Nantibhya, they would always be traveling in different places in Vrindavan, a different tree every night. Under these trees, Krishna sits and calls all the gopis on his flute. And he's calling them one by one on the sound of his flute to come participate in a wonderful, beautiful, loving rasa dance. And when the gopis arrive one by one, they're astonished because Krishna plays his flute in such a way that each gopi thinks he's just calling me. But then when they arrive when Krishna's underneath the Kadamba tree on the banks of Jamuna, how are all these other gopis here? He always calling me. So in this way, this beautiful pastimes. Six Goswamis and our Guru Varga are always absorbed in this, participating with them. So then, you'll like this one, Bhattamoni. And if you like to weep bitterly, then go to Uttavakiri. This is where Gurudev continues, where all the gopis are lamenting in the mood of separation from Krishna. Sit there for some time and chant Hare Krishna, feeling the mood of separation of the gopis and Srimati Radhika. So this is also Brahmarkit is there from Uttavakiri. Radharani is so deeply absorbed in lamentation. And she sees a bumblebee that's dark. She thinks, oh, this is Krishna. I don't know, a messenger of Krishna. And she begins talking to the bumblebee. Brahmarkit. So if your mind is wandering, then go to Govardhan and try to chant Hare Krishna loudly, performing Prakram of Govardhan. You can take some rest at Kusum Sarovar. Krishna jokingly chastises. Shrimati Radhika for picking his flowers. Or Govinda Kohl. Or King Indra worshiping Krishna with Sri Gaon. And especially take bath at Radhakund. First take bath in Radhakund and then in Shamakund, where Radha and Krishna and the gopis perform their water sports. While chanting Hare Krishna and thinking about it, all these things, gradually the mind will be controlled. In our sampradaya, especially in the line of Srimupa Goswami, devotees do not have to do anything separate to remove anarthas, obstacles. We simply engage our minds all the time, second by second, in chanting, remembering, meeting, and worshiping Krishna 24 hours a day. In this way, our minds can go here and there, and we can conquer anarthas easily. We can have a taste in these processes that assist us in entering bhakti. So this is the goal, 24 hours a day absorption, and we take shelter of those who are actually in that mood. But we have practical lives, we have things to do to maintain ourselves and our family, etc., etc. But we have to minimize those things, not that we extrapolate and over-endeavoring for unnecessary things that are difficult to come by and waste time. Wasting time, we waste so much time. But the advanced devotee is Kalatyam. One of the symptoms of bhava, deep absorption, of yakta kala, utilizing every moment very properly. And we have to be very expert at surrendering. Anukalyasya samkapa pratikalyasya vajanam mikshishititi vishvasho koptritvayi varanamtitam. We aspire to make the mind our friend, but sometimes it's our enemy. It tries to pull us away by force to these things. Enjoy this, go to this sense, go to that sense. Think about this, complain about this, criticize this, but, you know. So we have to control with the mind, where it goes with our intelligence, guided by our soul, which is under the shelter of Sri Guru Granga, our Guru Vaishnavas. Bring it back under the control of the self with a higher taste, not artificially. By engaging this process, we'll get such nectar that automatically it's very easy. If you're starving and somebody puts a plate of dog food in front of you, will you gulp it down? Although there are, God bless you, there are many poor people in the world that this would be a delicacy. But for many of us, we have a higher taste. So we give that to the monkeys or to and we wait for some nice delectable prasadam. Oh my God, there was a feast in Gopinath Bhavan yesterday for Purnima. There was some Doris initiation. And there was a fire yajna, and then, arti. And in the yajna, they were also, worshiping Lord Narasimha, especially specifically. And we prayed Lord Narasimha every day to remove our anarthas and keep us on this path. So that was a wonderful feast. So there's wonderful things. I'm just for Lord today. We get a higher taste. So Angulay continues. We have a taste in these processes that assist us in entering bhakti. Then we can conquer anarthas very easily. Srinivasa Goswami says that without the association of pure Vaishnavas, what to speak of attaining bhakti, even our attraction towards worldly desires will not go away. And he quotes, he quotes a verse. Mahat Kripa Vena Kona Karma Bhakti Naya Krishna Bhakti Dori Rahu Samsara Naya Shaya. Now this one is favored by a pure devotee. One cannot attain the platform of devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna Bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence. We should try to be far away from four things: illicit sex, gambling, of all sorts, meat eating, including meat and eggs, fish and eggs, and intoxicants, including coffee, tea, and cigarettes. We should try to avoid these things. We must also, for men, avoid three W's: women, wine, and wealth. And Gurudev says, for women must, so that's men, women, wine, and wealth, we have to be very careful. And for women, the three M's, money, men, and marijuana. it's not one-sided, Gurudev says, both men and women have to control. We must try to follow all these principles. Don't smoke marijuana. This is so dangerous that it's like taking poison. One who takes it ultimately will die. Some devotees minimize this, especially as states are opening up and making it legal. We should try to have a higher taste and control these lower things. And I go to South America a lot and starting to enter into North America and U.S. and ayahuasca, in Brazil they call it Santitai. So from a cactus mushroom intoxication, but Buddha was asked me to tell you, because some of them actually, there's holy missions where people think they drink this and they get in touch with the higher beings that help them in different ways. But actually, I know a person who is a very high priest in this religion in Brazil, and he said he finally, anyway, it's a long story, but these celestial beings that say come to you and guide you in this trip that you're on from drinking this, they're actually transformed ugly demonic entities that take on celestial bodies, and they try to enter in through the medulla oblongata through this drinking, and they have a plan to gradually take over. Anyway, it's not just a conspiracy theory. Everything is very high. Anyway, but the point is, we don't engage in things that are a distraction for bhakti. We try to convince ourselves that, sometimes people convince themselves that intoxication will aid in this process, but it's actually clouding the intelligence and consciousness, not clarifying it. So we clean ourselves, body, mind, and soul, with the holy name. Don't think that Parama Puja Pad, Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, is an ordinary person. He went everywhere in the world and created a revolution in bhakti. We must not lose faith in him and our Guru Parampara. No Sahaja Bhaviji can do what he and our Guru Parampara have done. In fact, even the word Bhaviji has not been written in scriptures like Vedanta, Upanishads, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, or in the books of Srila Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishnachamadhi Thakur. Where has it been written? Don't fall in their traps. Simultaneously, Gurudev had so much respect for the Babaji's that weren't Sahaja. Krishna's Babaji and Jagannath's Babaji Maharaj, etc. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, all other acharyas, you have to promote good, you have to put your education wise, Gurudev, Sivama wise, they initiated and gave sannyas to so many, and they also paid Babaji to a few as well. So there's Vaishnava Babaji's and there's Sahaja, one who whittled down or watered down the process. So, and I remember Prabhupada gave initiation to one Babaji because he had terminal cancer and he thought he was going to die very soon. And he was in San Diego Temple and he was wearing Babaji dress and chanting 64 rounds. But then something happened and his cancer receded. So then he didn't only give up his Babaji, but he gave up chanting, he gave up, anyway, the end of the adventure of life. So materialistic Sahaja Babaji's want transcendental love and then no conception of how it is true. They smoke ganja and they decided to meet parakeet ladies, not the married ladies, but his parakeet lovers. And these ladies want parakeet husbands. Thus they meet together and indulge in various immoral behavior. Such persons will not be able to touch bhakti lungs by millions of births, not even ascendants of bhakti. They are all offenders, so you should believe in our Guru Parampara, the mind that has been given by them. So often there's a joke and they say, there's the Babaji's and they go to the Bhattaji's and then there's Babaji's. In order to attain, Guru continues, in order to attain pure bhakti, you will need to do millions of times more labor than what you are presently doing to maintain your lives. You do so much labor and undergo so much suffering for maintaining your lives. I see that some people work 16 hours a day like machines. They have no time for anything else. In order to attain pure bhakti, you will have to do even more labor than this. Srila Goswami and Sanatana Goswami used to sleep 1 hour, and sometimes they would not sleep at all. They were always weeping in the ecstasy of separation from Radha and Krishna. Let us be like that. I see that so many devotees don't attend Mandavarti. They don't see the utility in doing morning kirtan. They don't remember to read our transcendental literatures. How can they progress? They cannot progress. Now that I am somewhat old, my eyesight is not good. That is why sometimes I don't go to Mangalarti. When I lived on the same level as Thakurji in Mathura Math, he then used to go daily. And Gurudev used to be a very powerful commander at Math Raksha, they say. If someone didn't, he would go and first, Rade, Rade, Nitai go up everyone, wake up from Mangalarti. And then that would be the first audible introduction that Mangalarti was going to be in a few minutes. Then the next time, if they were still sleeping, he would take water and throw it on them. But some of them didn't come to Mangalarti, so he said, okay, now you fast from, there's no morning prasadam for you, you fast till noon prasadam. So, but what he always loved his chastisement. Try to do great labor for bhakti. Don't be idle. If you are engaged in a variety of activities and practicing bhakti yoga, then Krishna and Srimati Radhika will surely be kind enough to sprinkle their mercy upon you. Gaur Premanandi, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. So, this way, Gurudev is giving us some eventually it will be very spontaneous that it will automatically be controlled by this Param Vishnu. So now I want to get into a little bit of Krishna's daily activities. I didn't prepare this, there's one book that's given some Kalpa Drumadra by Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and it's a brief summary of the Eightfold Pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But I'm trying to find it in my... I have like 100 books on my... Kindle here. There's a very nice book called and I just want to go over that first because it gives a concise explanation of this is just a sample, it's not the whole thing. It gives a very abbreviated form of that. So I'm just curious how far this will go. If anybody can find it and post it, then we can read from it. It's very, very nice. And of course, we know that there are other literatures by the Six Goswamis and Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur as well that, I just have a sample of this book. I thought I had the whole thing. So, did anyone find it? Anyway, sorry about that. So let me just go to the book that I read, and we can start off. All of us know, basically, I touched on it yesterday, that Mangala Arati was so appreciative of Sri Bhakti, Thakur, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta, and all of our acharyas, that they have kindly given us Mangala Arati to fix our minds on what's actually going on in the Shanta Leela at the end of nighttime. The divine couple have their Nishanta Leela. Also, Mahaprabhu has his Nishanta Leela. Mahaprabhu is with his Nitya Parikara devotees in Shiva Sangam. Every night they're going and they're performing ecstatic kirtans with his the most intimate followers. Ecstatic kirtans, and this is referred to as Acharyas like the Rasa Leela of Gaudiya and Vaishnavas as these nocturnal kirtans of Mahaprabhu and his transcendental associates. Such absorption, and many envious persons who were prohibited from coming because only pure hearted and pure followers of Mahaprabhu were allowed entrance, and there were ecstatic kirtans. So some envious persons were casting criticism and doubts on these kirtans and saying, why do they have to scream and yell and make so much noise at night? Why can't they just sit quietly and chant? I know it's actually because behind their closed doors there's women and wine, some of them were so envious. They said, well, we'll just pick up Srivast Thakur's house, and because they were huts, we'll pick it up and throw it in the Ganges and it'll float down the river. And at one point, Srivast's mother convinced him to please hide in a basket and to do it so she could partake a little bit in this kirtan. But Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan and then noticed something was awry, and then chastised his mother, and Srivast had to escort her out. And one time a brahmachari convinced Srivast Thakur to let him hide because he was a Brahmin, very strict Brahmachari, very austere, and all he would sustain in his life only by drinking a cup of milk every day. And when Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan because something was awry, he realized the mood of the devotees' hearts. This is so amazing. My heart is so contaminated. but so even this pure Brahmachari, who's attached to this austerity, Mahaprabhu said, no, get him out. And unfortunately, that Brahmachari had repentance and realized, yes, I'm not worthy for this, but I'm fortunate just to participate in just one moment of hearing and seeing the Lord in his ecstatic dance in the Sri Vasangam, and seeing Brahmachari's mood, and Mahaprabhu chastised him. And one time he said, do you think that just by drinking milk that you can attain entrance into these kirtans? But the Brahmachari was very remorseful, and Mahaprabhu later gave him his mercy. So, in fact, one time Mahaprabhu criticized one devotee who had made some offenses and said that you will be bereft of Krishna praying for millions and millions. Oh, you will forever be bereft of Krishna prema. And then that person who lamented and then asked, well, when will I ever be able to attain prema by the mercy of your lordship? And so Mahaprabhu, he said, not for millions and millions of lifetimes. And then that devotee, because he realized it was never going to happen, it wasn't not never going to happen, not ever, but that actually someday, finally, he achieved praying. And so he was chanting and chanting, don't jump in the next day. Finally, someday, even if it's not, I'm so happy because someday I will achieve pure praying. So seeing that devotee's purity and nishtha, his faith, then Mahaprabhu said, okay, and he forgave him and gave him immediate praying. So these are some of Mahaprabhu's, after chanting and dancing so ecstatically throughout the night, in the morning they had Nishanta Leela. And sometimes Mahaprabhu, he takes rest in Srivas Angam, where Nityananda and Dvaita is sometimes taking rest too, and also Gadadhar Prabhu is there. One can see that the place of Gadadhar near Srivasangam. And sometimes Mahaprabhu would go back to Navadvip, back to his house, excuse me, not to Navadvip, but back up a little ways from Srivasangam is his place of residence, and there would take rest with Vishnu Priya, or Lakshmi Priya, depending on what time it was. So, Krishna, we know, engages in only one time in Gaur Leelas and his nocturnal bhajans. One particular night, Advaita Acharya was experiencing so much ecstasy in chanting. Although he was older than the rest of the Parikaris of Mahaprabhu, he was chanting an especially deep absorption of Gopi's mood, and crying and calling out, and eventually Mahaprabhu retired and left to take rest, and then even Nityananda eventually that night left the kirtan and to take rest, but Advaita Acharya was still exuberant and dancing. They thought, oh, this old man, how can he? And finally, the news reached Mahaprabhu that he's so absorbed and ecstatic. You need to please come, because Advaita Acharya is falling down, rolling on the ground, calling out, Gopi, Gopi, Radhe, Radhe. In the mood of Gopeshwara Mahadev, So finally, conscious the Mahaprabhu came and said, "Oh, Advaita," he said, "please, you're calling out. And because of you, I have come. So what do you want? What do you want? I'm here. And Advaita said, no, Mahaprabhu, I don't want to see this form. I want to see that form that you exhibited to Arjuna on the battle of Kurukshetra. When Arjuna wanted to see your opulence, he said, I want to see that same form. And no sooner had he spoken these words than both of them were in Srivasangam. They were in the chariot, and in the chariot was in the midst of a battle. And Mahaprabhu's body wasn't Mahaprabhu's body anymore, but he was on that chariot. And Advaita Chari was like in the position of Arjuna, and then Mahaprabhu showed his universal form, his Virata Rupa, with eyes and mouths everywhere, and all planetary systems and demigods, and people entering the fire on his mouth, and the whole universe. And Advaita Chari was his mouth was open and just drinking all of it in. And the only other person who could see that was Lord Nityananda. He came just to see his form of Lord Chaitanya, this universal Virata Rupa, the same form that Krishna showed to Arjuna and other times throughout his Leela. So the same form that he showed to Mother Yashoda when he had eaten dirt but didn't want to admit it, and the boys, coward boys, told on him, and he said, "No, I haven't eaten milk, I haven't eaten dirt, please." And Mother Yashoda said, "Okay, in order to believe you, then open up your mouth." And she saw Krishna exhibited his universal form to Mother Yashoda. Although she had a completely different reaction, but saw your praying reaction than Arjuna. Arjuna folded his palms and begged forgiveness. "I have treated you like a friend, but you're the absolute supreme Lord, the controller and maintainer of everything. Please forgive me." But Mother Yashoda said, Hey, what's happened to my little boy, my Lala? And someone curse him, or maybe a ghost has come on me." So she called the priests, and they chanted various prayers, and then they bathed him with cow dung and urine, so that was Vaitsalya praying. And Gurudev explains, in relating the difference between Mother Yashoda's perception of that universal form and Arjuna's, he said, "One who understands this tattva is very elevated and will attain very quickly entrance into Vrajbhakti Ras." So this is Nishanta Leela, Krishna and millions and millions, 300 million, something more, Krishna again, and Guru says so fast that he doesn't have to expand himself. He just tries, dances so fast with all these gopis. Is this conceivable? No, it's inconceivable. However, when the night comes to the end, we know that they've been taking rest, and Yogamaya Purnamasi has to do something because Krishna can't stay there at the Rasa Stali, which is in different places at different times. He has to go back to Nandigami, and Radhika needs to go back to Yavat. And we know the pastimes in the Shanta Leela, how gradually Manjaris were doing their various duties of preparation, and even the she monkey is meant, because the dying couple don't want to awaken from their embraces. So eventually the she monkey is called Kankati. Mm-hmm. And the monkey announces that the clouds, dark clouds in the sky, are weaving, and he talks about like jatila, it's like dreadlocks, right? But he's talking about this is the clouds, but it's the same name as Radhika's mother-in-law. And when everyone hears this name, jatila, then that stuns them out of their slumber, And they realize, okay, now you got to go and get it together. There's so many wonderful explanations in some detail. It's amazing, Palestine, and how Radhika curses the sun for rising. She doesn't want it to rise, and so she has to leave her beloved. The Manjaris are carefully rearranging their hair and clothes, and sometimes Radhika tells Krishna, you've smeared all my makeup and my ornaments, please decorate me. So then Krishna gets to do Sringar or Srimati Radhika, which is also famous at, there's a Leela Stali just down the road from Imritala, what's that, Sringarvat, where Krishna personally decorates the hair. He's known as Keshava when he decorates the hair of Radharani and gives her ornaments and decorates her body, paints face, designs on her feet and other parts of her body. And sometimes the Manjaris to the Seva. So then they gradually embrace for the last time and part each other in great separation. Krishna goes back to Nandagaon, and unseen by others, and goes back in his room, gets in bed, and anyway, there's it's such wonderful things. And just one by one, this book of Ramani Swami is done of Shubhaktivinoda Thakur, a compilation of the books of Gita Govinda, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Govinda Lilamrita, Sankalpa Kalpa Trumida, which I thought I had. Tomorrow I'll have it present so we can go over all the eightfold different periods of the time very concisely before we get extrapolated on it, if that ever happens. But it's so nice. Different times. I have this book, and now it's here in my iPad. You can have it on your phone. You know, different times of day, you can say, okay, I want to stop. Because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his translation, and I give him the homework to read his translation, the Maha Mantra. Oh, I did that in Jaya Dharma class to the European devotees in Vajra Prabhu. So your homework tonight is find Guru's book called Sri Harinam Maha Mantra. And in there, he gives different acharyas, Jiva Goswami, Vishnachari Thakur, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gopal Champu, the Gopal, Sri, anyway, there are different commentaries and different meanings of that 16 words of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your homework. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is making this very simple and easy to remember. And I'll just say that the first meaning he gives of Hare in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he said the meaning of Hare is, oh my Srimati Radhika, please captivate my mind and release me from this material existence. Just that one meditation when we're chanting, and this is just Hare Krishna. Hare, oh Radhika, please captivate my mind and free me from this material existence. And she says, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, oh please attract my restless mind towards you. And then Hare, oh Radhika, please captivate my mind and fill me with your transcendental love. And then Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh Krishna, please help me be absorbed in the deep moods of your exalted acharyas and their bhajan, their deep moods and absorption while chanting. In this way, there's endless ways to pray Sri Harinam, and the personalities in the world absorbed in the leelas of the Supreme, Radha and Krishna, And also, Mahaprabhu Nityananda, there's no obstacles in chanting. Nitai Gaur, Nitai Gaur. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasudeva Goan Bhaktivedanta, all the others, 10 obstacles in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which sometimes we fall into. And the entrance into all 10 obstacles of chanting Hare Krishna Mantra is inattentiveness. So we pray that we're not inattentive. And when this Bhavana Sagara book compiled by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you can open it different times in the day and see exactly what's going on in Krishna's pastimes. And Mahaprabhu has different pastimes as well. So, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai Ho, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. So, thank you so much. Panchi Kapi Vidisha Kripa Sindhu Devi Chakra Titanam Pavi Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Mora. Jai Vrindavan Chandra Dhanavats. Same story as the Brahmin and the cobbler. Brahman and the cobbler, I'm thinking of Narada Muni and the cobbler, who Narada Muni sees anyway, you have to say, I'm getting mixed up with the other one. But anyway, this person is leading the ox around and around to grind mushroom seeds. Asks him to chant. I don't know if I said that on this chat, but I did in the previous class. So eventually he got him to chant Ram Ram, and Lord Ram Ramachandra came, and so did Hanuman. So if you want to mail me the story of the Brahmin cobbler that you're thinking of, that would be cool. So all glory to Zambodhi, they got Manjari Devi, Arara, Manumani Devi, Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu, Rasaraj Prabhu, Madhu Prabhu, Jai Krishna Das, Krishna Kanta Dasi. Thank all of you, Sri Chitra Devi.
Bye.
Although I miss all of you, that's appreciated because I'm not trying to be attached, but somehow, I don't know how, but there's such causeless mercy, I tell you. It should be inspiration. Because if someone like me can end up in Vrindavan for so much during this lockdown, and now in Radhakun, being in Radhakun Shambhun every day, if it's possible for somebody like me, then anyone can have that. Jai Satchinanda Gaurahari, all glory to Samudotis, Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai. Kadakari sisiyam kripa katakshabhajanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Hare Hare Bol.